Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, 5 international awards so far, is thethirdingredient.com with the number 3. George Levy is our guest. He's a new friend, not going to be a new friend for long. Award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, the whole thing at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. And George, thanks again for being here. George was just giving us a tour, folks, of how he uses, he walks out into the street, walks up to a food cart, and uses cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, to buy a sandwich and a drink, and how all that works. That was a great tour that you just gave us, George. If a small business wanted to be able to do that, what would be the technical steps that they need to do? Would they have to work with their bank? Do they have to open up a bank, a separate account with a different kind of an institution? What do they have to do?
Actually, there's the interesting. It's a great question, because a lot of people get intimidated over the fact, well, if I have to set up I need to get a digital wallet and I need to take Bitcoin, there's 1,600 of these. The answer is, for a small business owner, there are providers, particularly in the United States, and globally there's other players. In the U.S., there's a very well-known provider called Coinbase, another one called BitPay. And you can just set up an account, and you basically set up an account just like you could set up an account at a bank, but this is actually an account cryptocurrency payments. And what you can set up is you can take the payments in cryptocurrency, and with that provider, you can just do a deposit directly into your bank account and work with that. Interesting thing is that you also, for example, let's use Coinbase, your funds are FDIC insured. Even your crypto gets insurance. So you had a lot of the comforts that you can get with a bank account.
Time out. Slow down. Are you saying that these bureaus, these clearinghouses, I'll call them, that are like a bank,
yep,
they're actually FDIC insured?
Your U.S. dollar funds are FDIC insured, and even beyond that, if they were to get hacked, your cryptos are also insured as well.
Wow. How about that?
There's a lot of things that have been
a game changer, folks. What he just said to you just now, that's a game changer. I'm surprised the FDIC would do that, because what they're essentially doing is undermining the fiat currency of the United States government.
Well, the key thing is here, I am not saying that your cryptocurrency assets are FDIC insured.
Right.
Your U.S. dollar assets, which are being held by them, are FDIC insured. That's it.
But your crypto does
have a form of insurance as well.
All right. No, I didn't say that they would, but still they're facilitating. The FDIC is contributing to facilitate that, I guess. So if a vendor wanted me to pay them, if a customer comes in, and they want to pay me some bunch of millennials came into my business and said, hey, we want to pay in Bitcoin, and I would need to get a system that would allow them to use their wallet, because the only way you can pay is electronically, right? It doesn't work over a credit card. They've got to do it through electronic means, right?
Well, it's an interesting thing you bring up, because, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. I have a debit card that allows me to pay with Visa in Bitcoin. I'll give you a perfect flex. Last night I was flying back from Tel Aviv, like my PayPal
MasterCard, debit card.
I've got one of those. So last night I got hungry on my flight back from Tel Aviv, and I wanted to buy a sandwich. I pulled out my Visa card, and I paid for my sandwich. To the airline, they got paid in dollars. But to me, I paid in Bitcoin, because my Visa debit card enabled me to do that.
All right. But still, you're holding Bitcoin, which has been coming down in value, which is still, in my opinion, a perilous thing to do. Am I wrong?
Well, the answer is this. I choose to accept Bitcoin quite regularly, because I deal with a lot of international clients.
Right.
I'll tell you an example. I told you I was right now in Israel. I was in Tel Aviv. I don't know how to handle shekels, but I do know how to handle Bitcoin.
Right.
So I was choosing primarily restaurants that accept Bitcoin payments, and I paid for my entire experience using Bitcoin, using my digital wallet.
And you did not have to do any kind of exchange. You didn't have to have hold three different kind of currencies. I see the advantage. I know it's the future. I know small business owners are going to have to start doing this. Is there one place, is there one location where they can go and sort of get all the tools they need?
So I actually work with a team called at Bits Online. Bits Online is actually covering the media.
Bits. Slow down.
Bits Online. So BITS Online. So it's bitsonline.com.
So if they go there, if they go there, what will they get?
Well, what they will get is they will get, you know, daily updated content in all the spaces, but we also have an extensive selection of educational components that actually, you know, we deal with reviewing different third-party providers.
Well, that website, tell us where to go to get the tools we need, the technology we need, the connection to a Bitcoin type of a clearinghouse. Will it tell us how to do that?
It will in different locations. I also work with the Blockchain Institute of Technology, and we do that. I'm just trying to find a place that people can just – a simple place where they can point and click and be able to identify all that.
Okay.
So I'm pointing out the Bits Online website because a lot of that content is provided through there.
That's what we need to know.
Point.
Hey, George, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back soon?
Yep. Absolutely. I look forward to being able to do so, Jim.
Give us your website quickly.
Sure. If you want to find out, you can find out more.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.